He established all this, the double portion man, Elisha, you know. And you know, he got so filled with the spirit of glory, going around smiting with a mantle and this and that and the other, until when he died, they threw him in the grave. Flesh rotted away, evidently, because 20 years later, they dug up his bones by mistake, threw a dead man on his bones. His bone was so filled with the spirit of glory until the dead man leaped and walked. Oh. Oh. God painted a picture of you, for you and I, of the age of grace and glory, that he would establish an everlasting working through God's people by letting the spirit of glory perfect grace inside of you. Oh, 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 oh. Spirit of glory has been given me in the love of my Lord. I smite in obedience anything that hinders me. Oh, the seventh spirit, the spirit of glory has been given me in the love from my Lord. I smite in obedience anything that hindered. Breathing hath been destroyed. Of the spirit of glory to destroy any hindrance in your life. But also, as these hindrances are destroyed, the spirit of glory begins to bring forth in you, the things of Christ. When I get ready to prophesy, knowing the way of life I breathe hath been given, I smite with my mantle, and the wind blows inside. Oh, in the wind, the Holy Ghost of heaven. I don't struggle and strive. I merely look with my eyes, and I smite with my mantle. Sin hath been destroyed and hath been understood. Then the spirit of glory that releases the revelation begins to ride on the inside of me. And the words of the scripture jump out and in me, and out of my mouth they flow. Christ, and it perpetually moves him out of me. I could help him perfect me. That's exactly what he doesn't need. 'Cause the Spirit of Glory has finished it all. All he needs is for you to obey. It's only the works of grace of the living Christ that lives inside you, that the Spirit of Glory hath released. He said, I go before you. So I look in the Spirit, and I smite with my mantle, and I feel him move one step ahead. Watch me. Then I step right in, and he walks one step further, and I smite now again. Has said to me, I'll turn you into a whirlwind. So I look there before me, see him whirling around, and I smite and I enter in. Secret about the Spirit of Glory. He always goes before you. And you step in faith and rest and obedience, and he does that work in you. Need in a person's life, I do not try to figure out. I just let him go before, one step at a time, smite with the mantle, and he searches her mind. At you and your life just becomes an open book. All your unbelief and all your resistance and thing you're trying to get hit. I found out a secret. The Spirit of Glory releases him inside of you searching. And I smite with the Spirit of Glory, and I'm the same with him right inside walking around in you. Say, is that the way you do it? That's the way I do it. That's the reason I know every way you walk, Wes. You know that. I know when you say in your mouth this, in your heart you don't mean it, because the Spirit of glory is already walking around on inside of you, and I'm smiting with a mantle walking in the inside of you too. Oh. What is this, to me brag? No, sir, this is to move you into this place. You don't need to walk blind. The Spirit of glory becomes your eye. When I get ready to heal, I know it's not me. So I look for his hands to descend. But it takes two of us to make the glory work. So I smite with my mantle and I follow his hand. Oh. Us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He brings forth anew by smiting the old. Grape that flows from the branch, that flows from the vine, makes us all one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold. He makes us all one by crushing the old. I want to explain something to you now. You know the way he harvests your life, brings forth your ministry? By the Spirit of glory. Oh, yes. When you go to bringing forth a little fruit, what do you do to that branch? He purges so he can bring forth more, doesn't he? The Spirit of glory is what does that purging. Pow, 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 pow. You thought it was the spirit of burning and hurt, didn't you? Uh-uh. Not for the obedient. It's the Spirit of glory that crushes or smites that old man, lets it bring forth more fruit. Then when you bring forth two fruits, smite you a little more and you bring forth four. Smite you a little more and you bring forth 16. Smite you a little more, you bring forth 182 or whatever. It's the Spirit of glory that brings the harvest of God's people quickly in the earth and brings your ministry forth quickly. The Spirit of glory that smites the old and releases the new. The winepress of his love working in you that smites that old and moves out your new. This is the way he purges your branch and make you bear fruit daily. Of course, he can purge it another way if you would prefer him to purge it another way. Or he can even do this. He said, now let me tell you. He said, I'm going to leave you on there so long if you don't bring forth some fruit. He said, I'm going to do just exactly what any good husbandman would do. He said, I'm going to cut your little branch off and throw it in fire. He can do that if you want him to. But it's a whole lot easier. He's made it so easy until a man would be a fool not to choose this way. The Spirit of glory that releases the workings of grace and the fullness of Christ out of you? My goodness. The only reason you don't choose this way is just because you're so goat-headed you don't believe it. Anyone would choose this way. Ooh, 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 ooh. His finished work, the Spirit of glory that releases the Spirit of grace and the Spirit of glory and grace working is the key workings to his kingdom that makes his kingdom an everlasting kingdom. This is the reason why that you can take these mantles and cleanse your children and fulfill exactly what he said. In that day shall a sucking child play on the hole of a snake and handle a scorpion and have no hurt. Oh. And he also said in the kingdom in that day, said the glory of the Lord shall be from what? From the rising sun to the going. He didn't say the grace, did he? Did he? Said the glory, didn't he? Grace is finished in glory. Grace is a finished work in itself, but it's finished in you by the Spirit of glory. Oh. And the seventh suffering released it to where you can rest and let the life of grace flow through you continually. Oh. 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 Of grace to walk in obedience, to fill all things so that all the heavens may move together and be one in the fullness on the sea of glass. Oh. Required only to obey in faith unto grace. Jesus moves in his fullness inside each of them, and the earth is finished in the age of grace. I want you to listen to me now. He said in that day, and he set forth the principle. He said, all I need is two. Two or three. He said, I'll change the age. He said, because I want the whole earth. But said, once two move into that thing, he said, that's all she wrote. Said, the earth's coming to him then. Where two or three met together in my name. See, the covenant's not established with great numbers. It's established with two or three. Say, what's he going to do with the rest of them? That's his business. My business is to just do what he says and move in. Oh. Listen to his promise to those that obey. Inside you, my fullness, on earth we shall reign, and the awesome power of our Father's throne is turned on our enemies, the horns of the unicorn. He said, the very moment that two or three begin to enter in, he said, that's all she wrote. Here's the way I look at it, and this is exactly the way he looks at it. He said, I figure if two or three can enter into this thing in obedience, that anyone can. So the very moment that two or three makes a breakthrough, he said, I begin to require everybody else to do exactly what they did. Said, it's by grace through faith, and if two or three can do it, then the whole world can do it. Said, that's the way I look at it. And the very moment they enter in, I say, all of you, get in there. And said, to make sure that they do, to make sure that those that heart's right do, if they don't move like they're supposed to do and they go to bucking against me, Said, I go to making life so miserable for him. Oh, said, I go to making it so miserable for him till they wish they had. And said, if they keep bucking against me, keep kicking against the pricks. Whew. How many of you are familiar with what I'm talking about? Oh. His steps to his fullness are made so plain. When you accept Christ, your spirit comes alive, and he dwells in your spirit with his life of heaven, and the Holy Ghost breathes through his life. The next step of Christ is now so simple. His heavenly flesh and blood does possess you, and his breath of faith by the Mother Holy Ghost breathes all inside and makes you one. The third step of life is into his fullness, as in resurrection power he moves all inside and takes possession of your blood, flesh, and breath. To agreeing together, both are one. Begin to hear that voice inside of you. Started out with a voice of grace. Some of you begin to hear the voice of grace and now begin to say, we will do this, we will do that. Whoa, sort of scared some of you about half to death when you begin to hear that. After you move through Joel's locust army of locusts and that eating that flesh and blood eating, and all at once a voice in there begins to say, we do this and we do that, we'll do this. He wondered what was going on. I'll tell you what went on. He moved in there to complete his last step. That's right, to take possession of you so that you could decrease and he could increase and take control of your life, and you become nothing but a vessel of clay through which he can move, and both of you one inside. That's exactly what he did, and he moves quickly when this begins to happen. How many of you have been hearing that voice? We inside. Okay, all right. Oh, his plan now completed. What does he do? His plan now completed. Both live together inside your temple, your body of flesh, ruling and reigning in glory and fire. Man lives his life through you. His plan is complete. Now, many folks do not understand. This is exactly the gospel that Paul preached and that John preached. John said, if there are any come to you and bring not this doctrine of Christ, he said, don't bid them in their house. Don't let them in your house, nor bid them Godspeed. He said, because here's exactly what the Antichrist spirit comes. So they come with a great show of humility. And they say, God is great. He's above all. You know, we must worship him. He's in the holy temple. Let all earth keep silent before him. Said, they are lying to you. Said, the great God purpose is to manifest the life of Christ in his fullness through your flesh. And said, anything else denies the suffering and the finished work of Christ and is a lie of Satan. Said, if he does not manifest himself through your flesh and does not take possession of you, and you let someone let it deny that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, said you have been then trapped by Satan, and you deny the whole plan of God and the whole suffering of Jesus Christ,
And the whole plan of God is that Christ might be manifest in his people. That he might come in flesh and blood and move through them in his life. And said, when you do that, Satan has you and the Antichrist spirit has you back with the veil between you and God. And you're in captivity. And Paul ended up by saying this, that you'll be judged by the gospel I preach. So now, if you don't let Jesus move in you in his fullness and bring forth his plan and his completion in you, you get trapped in that old spirit of Antichrist and put the veil back between you and God. That's what he does, you know. Put the veil back between you and God, and you don't let his simple purpose come through you by grace through faith. And then you're going to be a partaker of the evil deeds of the people that deceived you. Now you're beginning to understand religion and why God has such a wrath towards you, don't you? And all these other old false ways going around, never die, manifest doctrine, and all of that, denying the work of Christ. Now when he gets through with you, I'm going to speak one more mystery and we're going to stop. When he gets through taking possession of you, and it doesn't take him long. Now, I'm not kidding you. John said, I must decrease, but he must increase. Boy, he decreases you in a hurry when he gets to moving inside of you. Well, the first thing you know is all just one voice, and there's no more we will do this. It'll say, I, yet not I, but Christ. I, yet not I, but Christ. When he gets through with that, then he moves you to your ministry. Boy, when he moves you to your ministry, whew, you know how he does that? Presents you to the Father. You see it, John had the Father's name written in their foreheads. He just carries you right on up into the Father, and the only thing you hear the Father speak is, open your mouth and I'll fill it. And then here you go. Oh. His purpose in the home is very plain. Each one in the home, a ministry of grace. One for the husband, one for the wife. Both work together, they're to make three. Oh, of the Lord. Each one has a ministry of grace and glory, blood and fire. Their calling is the Lord. So swipe them with the blood and hold them in authority. Now I started this thing, Lord, I'll paraphrase it to get it real simple. What if not many folks choose it? Say, look at John. Said, you know what John opened up the age with? No. Said, there he had one woman and a house. And just a few of the members that had come out of the old apostated churches, early churches. Said he got just a few of them together and said, boy, they blew the world open. And I didn't know that. He said, yeah, I know you didn't. Oh. Every once in a while, I find out, Brother Josh, there's a lot of things I don't know. About like you're finding out. Oh. Oh. Said, I don't need a whole lot of folks. All I need is two or three. But he said, now I want you to descend upon all those people that you've restored the principles in. And judgment and fire and rebuke, and said, I want you to deliver them all. It hath been done. Here we go. And we went after you, didn't we? Oh. Oh. Looked like we're going to lose about half of you there for a while, but I don't believe we lost to one. In fact, Bennett, we got to gain in some there before it was over with. Now, I want you to use these mantles and this spirit of glory, and I want you to let him work out his life in you. And we're going to stop now. Give you a chance, you that didn't catch up, that is, you that need it, to hear this morning's tape that didn't hear it. Of course, we won't let you hear this afternoon's yet because we haven't finished it. We're going to give you a chance to catch up and move into that place the Lord wants you to move into. And it is the fullness of Christ. That is what it is. That's your calling. And it is so plain and so simple. I don't care whether you're man, woman, boy, or girl. That's his purpose for you. That's his desire for you. And that is absolutely what he requires of you. Say, well, it'll take a lot of work. No, sir. If you come this far by grace, through faith, then how are you going to continue on? By grace, through faith. And I'm going to tell you this. The next few steps, if you will learn obedience, are a whole lot easier than the steps you went into this far. Because once that spirit of glory lays hold on you, you ride on the winds of heaven. And you feel it lay hold on you through that smiting of that mantle. The first thing you know, you look around and say, here I go. Oh, because it destroys those hindrances in you. And then it begins to bring forth the life of Christ. And it feels so good to you, you can't hardly wait till you get another one moving. And another one. And another one. And the first thing you know, you're flowing in the Spirit. It's that simple and it's that easy. That Spirit of glory has been working in you. Some of you now got to where you can just see him continually before your face. Fact of being is some of you that he used to be way out there, now he's moved right up there. You can feel him all around your face. Oh, how many of you can feel him right up there now? That's what I thought. The Spirit of glory brought him right there, didn't it? You kept confessing half clothed upon me, and if you notice what happened to you? He started off, watch me now, everybody. He started off sort of out there, didn't he? And every time I led you through that song, you'd get a little closer. You'd feel him a little on you. Some of you got sort of scared. He got a little dimmer out there than he did to start with. Then all at once you found out he was bright right here, real dim out there. First thing you know now, here he is. Every time you start singing it, there he is right there. Oh, oh, and that's his purpose. I saw the Lord everywhere before my face. Whew. Close upon me, so close to me and right upon me. Ooh. Jesus, I see you alive before me. Now take your hands and just place right where you feel it. Your head and hair, oh, white as wool, as white as snow, and eyes of clothed upon and one with my Father. I slipped you in that. You even feel the Father now, don't you? Slipped you in that and you didn't even know what was happening. If I'd have known you'd have known what was happening, well, you'd have been trying to hip him and get on you, wouldn't you? And that'd been the worst thing could have happened. Lord Jesus, I see you alive before me. Your head and hair white as snow, as white as snow, and eyes of fire clothed upon one. In that day, said the Lord, watch me, I shall speak to my people face to face. I shall be in my people, and said, then I shall be on the outside of them face to face. But I'll stay in them, and they'll still keep, and I'll be clothed on them. They'll still have that vessel clay until it's changed in the eternal, in a twinkling of an eye, or whenever. So it's not a matter of them ever changing out of that body of the flesh until they go into eternity. So don't get all of this in your mind. But he said that body of the flesh will be completely mine, because I'll be inside and I'll have him face to face. Be clothed upon him. Oh, 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 face to face. Face to face, right there. Ooh. Speak to him face to face, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, heart to heart. Ooh. Paul said, he that had joined unto the Lord had one spirit. You remember me teaching that in the restoration. Face to face, eye to eye, mouth to mouth. Ooh. La, 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 la. Ooh. What you doing, Brother Brood? I want you to get a feeling of it. Let it clamp down. Whoa. Whoa. Face to face. Eye to eye. Mouth to mouth. Whoa. 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 Tell me you can put the face on like that. I sure can. Oh. Oh, you mean you tell you you can absolutely watch. You won't forget it soon. Say, well, what are you doing? Do you actually put the face on there? Actually. By faith, I put my hand on there. And you identify my hand with the face of Jesus. And it just stays right there. Hey, what did you do that for, Brother Put? To get you to identify in faith, not just sit there and hope. See it right there on you, feel it? To receive, when you get a truth, you have to receive it, not just sit there and hope it's going to happen. Hey, y'all line up. Y'all line up out there now. Y'all line up right out there. Oh. Brother Harris, and line them up to where I can lay hands on them. Oh, oh, oh. Take him on as I do him. Now, y'all move on. Oh, face to face, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, the living Jesus. Face to face, mouth to mouth, heart to heart, one with Jesus. Oh, 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 of Jesus, and it sticks right there. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to receive it by faith, not sit there and hope, weren't you? Oh, oh, catch him there. Well, catch him. Oh, let me do you. Oh, oh, catch you there. Hold him there, brother. Oh, bless you. Oh. Mm. watch his spear of glory hit him. Catch him now. He's going to go like a light. Ho! 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 Comes to somebody, get him, y'all put him through them three gates. Oh, oh, shalabaha. Oh, 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 oh. Catch him, Brother Mac. You already had yours once. Oh, 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 anyone else? Oh, come on around this way. Oh, y'all don't forget Gus now. I mean, Wes there. Oh, catcher, somebody. Oh, the face of Jesus. Face to face, eye to eye, mouth to mouth, heart to heart. Oh, 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 catcher there, brother. Oh, 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 catch her there. Oh, 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 who else? You already been. Oh, face to face, mouth to mouth. Oh, 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 catch her there. Oh, 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 catch her there. Oh, 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 who else? Oh, oh, who else? Miss you, Ruby. Oh, 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 I don't want to get this stuff. Oh, face to face, mouth to mouth, eye to eye, heart to heart. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 miss anybody? Oh, 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 now let's sing it. I see you, Jesus, alive before. Now, where do you feel it? Oh, lay your hand right where he is. Than hair white as wool, as white as snow, I've a fire with a garment on all the way down to the feet. Oh,
and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little. whole season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshiped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. The second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, encompassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me